والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني أفقه قولي. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن سن السنة إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، مجلس سبت فوزرز سيستر الإسلام، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. As we explained it last week, alhamdulillah, we'll start Surah Maryam for the season, which is, they call it the birth of Isa alayhi salam, and the new year. Therefore, the Quran is the best guidance. I told you before, the Ahl al-Kitab, the Christian and Jew, they used to come to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and ask him about the story of the prophets. Those prophets of Allah, those who came before him, and the nation before him. And the Quran came and described in clear about the story of all these prophets and messengers. We reach the point of that Isa alayhi salam is the great miracle in his birth. And Allah sent this ayat to prove to the non-Muslim that is able to create any kind of human easy for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The case of Isa alayhi salam is like the case of Adam. It's no different. Even if you and me, we think about it, that Adam, if you look to the creation of Adam, is more bigger than the creation of Isa. Because Adam had no father, Adam had no mother. But at least Isa alayhi salam has a mother. Subhanallah, the one she carried him. But Allah is able for all conditions, difficult or easy. Everything is easy for Allah tabaraka ta'ala. And cost Allah tabaraka ta'ala a word. A word. And this word is very simple word in the Arabic language. Kaf Nun, Kun. English, B. So the order of Allah tabaraka ta'ala came between the Kaf and Nun, or between B and E. It's easy. Before you blink in your eyes, Allah is able to create the whole entire, or to move the seven levels of heaven, the seven levels of earth, and move it and replace it with a new. And with the new creation, again. Allah. It's easy for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the people of Ahlul Kitab, be confused about this creation, subhanAllah. And as I told you before, last week, the people divided into three groups about the story of Isa alayhi salam. And Yahud denied from the first stage. Denied that Isa came. They don't believe him, and they believe Isa alayhi salam, who came from 2,000 years ago, for any Yahudi, any Jewish. After him, he never gonna accept Isa who came alayhi salam from 2,000 years ago. And they will tell you automatically he came from Zina, adultery. They believe it, no doubt. And the subhanAllah, the people here, the Christians, they know that. They know about that. So they deny him. They deny his mother, she is the adulterer of female. That his mother, she commits adultery with Yusuf al-Najjar, Joseph, the one who served with her in the temple. So the feast of Isa, they don't believe him. They still waiting for the Messiah, which for us we know that's Ad-Dajjal. They waiting for Ad-Dajjal because all of us, alhamdulillah, will make us Muslim to believe Isa alayhi salam and all the prophets. Wallahi, if you think about the blessing of Allah for you, for Islam to make you Muslim, you have to thank Allah every second in your life. You could be actually among those people today to be a loser in this life. So, second also, the case of Isa, even the Christian, They confused about it. Subhanallah. And they believe because there is a mother, no father. She is virgin because normal, in a normal condition, they know the child came from mother and father. No father, then automatically they make his father in actually Allah. Yasua. Yasua, how we call him in English? Call it what? Yasua. They call it Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, because he saw the people confused, disobeyed him. So he sent is begotten. He is begotten from
only.
Yes, yes. So they send him to this life in order to save, to be savior.
Savior of what?
Savior of what? So no matter what you do in this life, ask the Christian, no matter what you do in this life, you just to believe in Jesus. All your sins will be forgiven. Because just to believe him. So it's permitted for them to do anything. That's why today they drink. They commit adultery. You go to the club. They gambling. They cheating. They killing. They do everything under the Savior, which is the case of Isa. Just to believe in him and everything will be forgiven. So they fail in the same situation and more crime to make to Allah tabaraka ta'ala that we have a son. Subhanallah. Why you need a son? As we explained to you last week. Why you need a son? I'm asking every one of you. Why you need a son? As we, Brother Shaykh last week he asked for us. You need a son to carry your name. Does Allah need somebody's son to carry his name? Astaghfirullah al-Azim. Time. Why you need a son? You need a son in order that Shaykh Ali, when you get him old, your son will do what? Carry you, help you. That Allah is not able to help himself. So he needs a son to help him. La ya akhi, cannot be. Allah, he doesn't need anything. Okay. So Allah says in the different ayat, Ya qala ya Isa bin Wari, a anta kunta linnas ittakhiduni wa ummi ila hayni min dunillah. In the day of the judgment, Allah will bring Isa alayhi salam. And he will ask him, and everybody will listen to this. O Jesus, son of Mary, did you tell your own people, take me and my mother, ilahayni, to ilah, beside Allah? Then Isa alayhi salam, he will completely free himself. Ya Allah, if I say it, you know it. Ta'alamu jibna fi nafsi wa la a'lamu fi nafsi. You know what's inside me? You know what I'm hiding in my heart? And I don't know what you hide in your heart. Subhanallah, he free himself. But the third group of which are the Muslim, alhamdulillah, they believe the case of Isa is like the case of Adam alayhi salam. خلقه إن مثل عيسى عند الله كمثل آدم. That is such an example of Isa in Allah ta'ala with Allah is like the Adam. خلقه من تراب ثم قال له كن فيكون. Allah created Adam from the dust. And what cost Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to create Adam? Be. Same thing. And Yahud they failed in this test too. That's why Surah Maryam answered them. What they said. After she became pregnant, فَحَمَلَتْهُ فَتَبَدَتْ بِهِ مَكَانًا قَصِيًّا. After she found the decision came, we explained that last week, she carried him. After she finished, she carried him, she sent to a far place. She's scared from her own people. Because her own people, they will never believe her. That she had this miracle. She knows that they will accuse her of zina, adultery. Because they are old all the time, they don't believe anyone, any nabi, any prophet, and this was miracles. They don't believe this miracle. According to what the people believe, that child came from father and mother. No father here. So the Yahud, they don't believe this at all. Right away, they accused the her with zina with Joseph, the one who served with her in the temple, righteous man. And we explained to you last week about the conversation between Isa, alayhi salam, I mean Maryam, alayhi salam, and Joseph. When he saw her, she got pregnant. He came to her. He's a righteous man, but he needs to understand. He said, oh Maryam, يا مريم لا زرع لا شجر بلا ماء. There is no tree will be growing without water. ولا زرع بلا حب. And there is no crops without seed. ولا ولد بلا أب. And there is no child without father. You need to understand here. Right away, because she is a good believer, she trained by a good family, to be a good believer, to believe everything from Allah Ta'ala,
كلما دخل عليها زكريا المحراب وجد عندها رزقا. وزكريا عليه السلام قال له انت كنت هير انت تمبو مش وشو الله فاخر ذهبي وبرنج الفود وشي انصر قالت هو من عند الله اسم الله في ذا جود ويفر شي نوز اوف الله ايبل تو دو اني ثينج كيم فروم ذا برانش اوف ذا بروفيت اند مسنجر هارون موسى عليه السلام وات هابن She told me, Yusuf, look at this woman. Knowledge is very important. Very important. How you give the idea to the people to open their mind. The ilm are very good. That's why the Prophet of Allah said, طلب العلم فريضة على كل مسلم ومسلمة. Seeking knowledge is فريضة. فرض. It's like صلاة. It's like zakat. For every Muslim male and female. Because the ilm will show you the light. It will save you from ignorance. How she answered him. قالت يا يوسف إن الله لما خلق الشجر يوم أن خلق خلقه من إيه؟ خلقه من غير ذا يا يوسف الله originally when he created the trees the day he created all the trees he created without what? Without water. Allah is not going to go to the fortune card group and put water or send rain. It doesn't, Allah, this is not the issue of us. This is for me and you. You need a blind back in a tree, tree in your backyard. You have to do what? Feed it every day with water in order. That this is you and me. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمَّا خَلَقَ الزَّرْعَ يَوْمَ أَنْ خَلَقَ And Allah originally, when He created the crops, the fruit and vegetables, the flowers, all this. The day He created, what? He created without what? Seed. Seed for you and me, Rafi. You need tomatoes, you need strawberry, you need plantain, you need a seed. You're not going to sit here and say, Ya Allah, bring the tree of apples. Ya Allah, I need a strawberry here. Ya Allah, I need... You're not going to do that. But you need what? To go, the shop, and what happened? To buy the seeds and to work. And then feed it by water. And she told him the last one which is important for our kids here. And told him, Ya Yusuf, and Maryam explained it to Yusuf. His eyes is not, but he needs to understand it. She told him, and Allah, when He created Adam, He created him without father, without mother. And then this is the case of Allah is able to do anything. What Yusuf said, قال آمنت بالله. He's a good believer. He said, آمنت بالله. I believe in Allah, تبارك وتعالى, is able to do anything. But the children of Israel, they refuse that. فأجاءها المخاض إلى جذع النخلة and when she escaped the withdrawal from her demon and she escaped to far place فأجاءها in the Arabic language he said جاء something came to her he said جاء محمد جاء 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 جيم ألف حمزة جاء that محمد came from the school But Allah used a word here, فَآ جَاءَهَا Before Alif, he would say, What does that mean in a language? The thing of delivering the baby came to her without any option. But when we say, جَاءَ مُحَمَّدُ Muhammad came, he came with his own option. But Allah, when he would say over the جَاءَ he would say, فَآ جَاءَهَا That means the delivery, the pain of the delivery of the baby came to her without any option. What she said? قالت يا ليتني ميت قبل هذا وكنت نسيا منسيا. Because she's scared from her own people. She said, what? I have died before I exist today. She wished to die. Why? Because she is a very, very sharp woman. Sharp woman. She's clear from this scandal. People will accuse. People never gonna believe her. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He supported her completely from A to Z. What happened? فنادانا من تحتها ألا تحزني قد جعل ربك تحتك سريا فناداها And she received a call in the Arabic language مِنْ تَحْتِهَا It means from hand, from below. It doesn't mean to be below. It could be closer to her. فناداها من تحتها. Who called her? She hears a voice of a human voice. By the language, it could be Jibreel. The ulama are divided to two groups. Could be Jibreel or could be Isa alayhi salam himself. After she delivered him. Right? Alla tahzani. Don't be in a state of grief. Don't be sad. فَبِشَعَلَ رَبُّكِ تَحْتَكِ سَرِيَّ. Allah, he will run a stream of water from under you. Subhanallah. Why? Because after the woman, she delivered the baby, she made what? Water. أَلَّا تَحْزَنِي قَدْ جَعَلَ رَبُّكِ تَحْتَكِ سَرِيَّ. And then what happened after that? With the water. He means she is in a desert. Sun. But Allah, he will have reserved a beautiful atmosphere around her. With the water will come, what with the water? Yeah? The green, all the crops will grow because there is the water, a stream of water. He made it under her, subhanAllah, to clean herself, to take a shower. And then Allah grow all this green around her. And they, فَهُوَ هُزِّي إِلَيْكِ بِشِكْعِ النَّخْلَةِ. Stand up, Ya Maryam, now. Stand up and go shake the palm tree. تساقط عليك رطبا رطبا جليا. And then will be falling on your, in you, a ripe fruit. This which you eat in Ramadan. Subhanallah. These three, the Prophet Muhammad said, never produced any fruit before. These three. You understand? She came and shake it. Allah drew it in the front of her. And in order to have the fruits, he had to process many steps. To be green first, and then to be red or yellow, and then after yellow to be ripe. So Allah made it for her even ripe. That's why the Prophet ﷺ said that this is food for the woman after she delivered the baby is what the Shaykh Ali a thumb. Energy. And all of us we eat, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. After Ramadan, you just eat 2 pieces of tamr. Alhamdulillah, you feel my strong, you know, I come back again with the fruits. Alhamdulillah. فَقُلِي وَاشْرَبِي. Eat and drink. وَقَرِّ عَيْنَا. And have eyes controlled. Enjoy. Beautiful baby in the front of her. Green alaun around. Water around. Because if you need to take a vacation, are you going to take a vacation and you go to the river? Or you going to the place, have like a river or water or green or something like this. So Allah prepared all the atmosphere for her. وَقَرِّ. فَإِنَّ فَرَيِنَّ مِنَ الْبَشَرِ أَحَدًا فَقُولِي إِنِّي نَظَرْتُ لِلرَّحْمَنِ صَوْمًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he told her, Ya Maryam, we know that the people will ask you, let us answer instead you. If you meet any one of the human, say what? إِنِّي نَظَرْتُ لِلرَّحْمَنِ صَوْمًا. I have vowed to Ar-Rahman, to the merciful, to fast in what? In talking, not to speak with anybody. Why? Because no matter what she explained, she going to have arguments with them. The people of the children of Israel always arguing. Always. So she is a little girl. She's young. And the children of Israel, we know them in history. They argue too much about the issue of Allah Ta'ala. Then how after that? فَأَتَتْ بِهِ قَوْمَهَا تَحْمِلُهُ. She carried the baby into her own people and then went away. Right away from the first moment. قَالُ يَا أُخْتَ هَارُونَ مَا كَانَ أَبُوكِ امْرَأَ سَوْءٍ وَمَا كَانَتْ أُمُّكِ بَغِيًّا. Look at the word. يَا أُخْتَ هَارُونَ. She is not the sister of Harun. In the Arabic language, when you tell you, يَا أَخَ الْعَرَبِ, it means يا أخا العرب, the brother of Arab. No, that means you came from the Arab. يا أخا الباكستان. Yeah, that means you came from Pakistan. أخا it means the brother of Pakistan. That means you came from Pakistan. You came from the Arab. You came from Bangladesh. You came from Africa. You call it like this in the language. يا أخا هارون. ما كان أبوك امرأة سوء وما كانت أمك بغية. We know your father, he will never be a bad man. He's a good man, righteous man. وَمَا كَانَتْ أُمُّكِ بَغِيَّ. And you know your mother also, she is a washa' woman. She never been in prostitution or anything like that or bad manners.
فرايت اواي شي طلع شي كوماند بار الله ما تو سبيك فاشار الي شي بوينت وذ ا فينجر تو هيم فينجر تو هيم رايت فاشار.
قالوا كيف نكلم من كان في المهد صبيا بأنصر are you make fun of us? How are we going to speak with a child? A child is still a child, baby, infant. How are you make fun of us? How are we going to
سبحان الله فأشار قال the first word he said from his mouth what? قال إني عبد الله. The first word he came from عيب عليه السلام إني عبد الله.
And the علماء said in this issue
you should say something else. If we deal with our situation, you should answer.
My mother was innocent. He should defend his mother. My mother innocent because they're accusing her. Yeah, that means when they told her, you came from a good family. That means shame of you. How come you bring this child without any plan, no, without marriage? And that was automatically they took her to the state of prosecution. She fell in adultery. Because your father was a good man, your mother, she was a good woman, how come, shame of you?
They will talk to her violently in the language. Then Isa alayhi salam, Allah made him to speak. And I ask you before you leave, what is the difference between a baby came from without father and baby speaking, infant baby to speak excellent 11 symptoms? These 11 symptoms, we're going to take that next week. What is the difference between a child came in birth without father and what? And a child is speaking. This is miracle and this is miracle. Because normal for you and me, a child, infant baby, we're still waiting for two, three years until we have a word that came from the baby, call it Baba, Mama, right? For 2-3 years.
And when the child speaking and say Baba Mama, you'll be so happy all my child is speaking. But for the first only few days after delivery, she came and he spoke 11 sentences, but he said, Inni Abdullah.
Because the easier first you have to free Allah from shirk. This is the message for the Christian. You have to free Allah to make son for Allah. Allah, he doesn't need any son. So what we have to do, he said, Inni Abdullah, I am a servant of Allah. That's number one. And from this meaning, we going to complete about the 11th sentence is the dictionary. Golden words from the Quran to answer all these people who deny that Isa alayhi salam, he came from a mother without father, and those who actually fail in the test and they consider him the son of Allah. وأسك الله تبارك وتعالى أن تشعر الله تقبلنا وقفت منا وجعلنا سببا للرسالة اللهم ارحمنا واعف عنا إنا كنا من الظالمين لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا وأخطأنا اللهم تقبلنا في الصالحين اللهم تب علينا توبة ترضاها قبل الموت أدعو علينا بالجنة وما يقرب إليها من عمل صالح. اللهم اهدي أولاد المسلمين ونساء المسلمين وشيوخ المسلمين وارحمنا فأنت برواحنا يا رب العباد. اللهم اعف عن سيئاتنا إنا كنا من الظالمين واشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وتب على التائبين وارحم الراحمين ولا تعذبنا فأنت برواحنا واغفر لنا ذنوبنا إنا كنا من الظالمين وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله جزاكم الله خيرا سبحانك وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.